Uber's revenue growth shows no signs of stopping. In its latest quarterly report out yesterday, the ride-hailing company's revenue rose 63% over the same period last year. Uber is the highest-valued private company in the world. That's the good news for Uber. The bad news is that it's still losing money and it's facing a tough regulatory environment, especially in cities such as New York, which is now limiting the number of Uber vehicles that can be out on the streets. To sort all this out for us is Callum Borchers, senior innovation reporter at WBUR. He joins us in the studio. Hi, Callum.
Hi, Lisa.
So the bottom line sounds like Uber is losing less money. Uber took in $2.8 billion in the second quarter, but overall lost close to $1 billion. It's playing, I guess, by the old adage, you got to spend money to make money. And there is a newish boss at Uber. Is that his strategy?
Yes, that does seem to be the strategy of newish CEO Dara Khosrowshahi. This is what he said in May. He said that we're deliberately investing in the future of our platform. And then he cites investments in things like Uber Eats, the Express Pool, e-bikes and scooters, making investments in the Middle East and India. So essentially, they're losing money on purpose at this point, Lisa. They are just scaling up to get as big as they can, as quickly as they can, with the understanding that they'll be profitable, hopefully, down the line.
So Uber reported that its gross bookings, which are taken to be a measure of demand, rose 41% compared to the same time last year. So lots of customers out there. Seems as if the bad press that came out about Uber over the past year has really not stuck. There was the woman in Arizona who was struck and killed by one of its self-driving cars last March, some rather boorish behavior by the former CEO, and the fact that six taxicab workers in New York have taken their own lives. They were in direct competition with Uber. Has any of this turned off Uber customers?
Well, it all comes back, I think, to the scale conversation that we were having just a moment ago, right? So you might remember the delete Uber hashtag from last year, and the New York Times reported that about 200,000 users actually did follow through. But remember that Uber says that it has 75 million monthly active users. So even if you get a big boycott of a couple hundred thousand, it's barely a drop in the bucket.
Uber is expected to go public next year. How does the latest quarterly report portend for that IPO?
Well, it shows they're still losing money, as you said, but losing less than they were at this time last year. And also go back to the first quarter of this year when they actually turned a profit by divesting some businesses in Russia and Asia. So what they're doing right now in their recent reports, and keep in mind, they don't have to release these publicly, but what they're doing is signaling to prospective investors that we could be profitable in the future, even though we're not there just yet.
So in the ways, in summary, the ways that Uber is now diversifying, are all of these things, and tell us even beyond things such as Uber Eats, are these happening across the board in other countries as well?
Well, so just last month, Uber joined in with Google and Alphabet to invest $335 million in Lime, which runs those electric scooters people have seen in California. We have some here in Boston, although they're run by another company. Lime also operates those dockless bicycles that have rankled officials in some cities. So what you see here is a strategy to have this, I guess you'd call it, a vertical integration across the entire sharing economy, whether we're talking about bikes, scooters, cars. Uber wants a piece of all of it.
WBUR's Callum Borchers, thank you for speaking with us.
Glad to be with you.